Today's daf was daf lamed. We started with a new Mishnah talking about if someone spilled his water in the Rishut HaRabim and someone slipped on it and got hurt. We said, or someone's, rather his kelim got damaged from it, you would be liable for that damage. We said in the Gemara, it's only talking about the kelim that got ruined, damaged from it, not the person himself, because the person himself, he slipped, it's on the floor, and the floor is not your property. Part number two of the daf was a new Mishnah talking about if somebody takes his straw outside to a public domain to use it as fertilizer, and someone got damaged, you would be liable in such damages. Part number three of the daf, flipping to the Amud Bet, was we said that anyone who grabs this straw is zocheh bahen. It becomes their property now. He owns it. We had a machloket, Rav and Zairi, is it yours, meaning you can take the whole thing, Rav? Or like Zairi says, no, you can only take... you would only be able to take the actual improvement, but you would not be able to take the item itself. Right? And the last part of the daf... And the last part of the daf was we tried to say that this is a machloket tanaim, but we ended by saying that no, according to Rav, there's no way to say it's a machloket. Rather, it's machloket tanaim. Rather, we said it's a machloket on if this is the halakha that we say we fine the person for putting this item in the public domain because of the improvement of the item when he's not allowed to put it there. Or we say this is a halakha and we teach it? Or do we say it's a halakha and we don't teach it publicly? So we said that's a machloket that we said that Rav Huna says, Rav Huna, the name of Rav, says it's a halakha ve'en morin ken, we don't teach it publicly. Whereas Rav Ada Bar Abba says it's a halakha and we teach it publicly. Baruch Adonai L'Olam, Amen ve'amen.